is weekly seasonal episode number 1. Today's episode is titled, What Happens When It Rains in February?
This episode is brought to you by Podbot.ai.
Rain in February reads like a heartbreaking yet uplifting story, cruel and kind, hopeless and life-affirming. As of February 15th, we have over 95% of our minerals in some degree of drought. 5 months of above-average rainfall is not enough to bring dry conditions to a state of prosperity. Meteorologists are cautiously optimistic that February will bring a return of rainy weather to the Bay Area, helping us out of the drought and hopefully end the winter with moderate rainfall. So far we've seen 0.61 inches of rainfall in the Bay Area this new year, mostly early in the year, and there's a small chance of a little more rain by the 31st. So far in February of this year, now more than mid-February, we are looking at our first month of winter, which is likely to end below average. So our monthly total rainfall so far is 2.40, just 0.79 below our average total rainfall for February of 3.19. Rain averages 4.5 inches during the month, with an average of 10 rainy days. The tables below show the average monthly February rainfall for dozens of Florida cities in February. If you scroll through the presentation below, you will find the February measurable rain calendar. Most websites also have information about the number of rainy days. This includes days when precipitation is 0.01 inches or more. In areas with heavier showers, rainfall of less than 0.33 inches and up to 0.50 inches was expected. Heavy rains amounted to an inch or two over most of Kentucky. In February, rain conditions were well above average recorded across much of the southeast as days of heavy rain caused landslides and severe damage to roads and other infrastructure. Drought and bad weather at the end of February, drought conditions in the southern region were either getting better or worse. Precipitation values for February were mostly above normal throughout the southern region, but dry areas were present. February temperatures in the southern region differed spatially. The temperature was above the norm in the east and below the norm in the west. Elsewhere, much of the Midwest experienced poor quality rainfall in February. This month saw a decrease in abnormal dry conditions, mainly due to significant snowfall in the western and southern regions. During February, moderate to heavy rainfall fell across much of the southeast, saturating soils and causing rivers to reach much higher or near record flows in the northern half of Alabama, Georgia, across much of the country. Carolina and West Virginia, heavy rain showers returned to much of Southland on Tuesday, bringing cold weather to the region and even some hail in the Pasadena area after a heat wave in early February. Cooling down from the high weekend in the 1990s, Los Angeles County has a chance of rain on Tuesday, the first Tuesday in February. There was not a drop of rain in San Francisco and Sacramento this February, and climate scientists expect the ominous drought trend to continue into one of California's wettest months. The future of states in the context of the climate crisis looks hotter and drier, not because of the lack of rain, but because of the excess heat that draws moisture from the ecosystem. Low cold pressure in the Fresno area fell toward southwestern California, causing a winter storm, as well as several showers and much cooler conditions, according to the National Weather Service. For a couple of them there was almost no snow, for one there was a severe winter storm, and for the rest there was a lot of sleet and freezing rain. Freezing rain and sleet can be of short duration, so they may not even completely reduce the total amount of snow. One of the main reasons is that the type of rainfall severely limits our snowfall potential. Snow cover in recent years at this time was above 125% of the average, indicative of what Swain refers to as a whip of precipitation. There is also high humidity with a significant cold front, especially by February standards. There is bound to be a significant cold front on Wednesday and it is likely that our temperature will drop by 30 degrees within a few hours. Rains will continue all day on Tuesday, and will stop on Wednesday morning. This is the storm that will be responsible for the rain, winter mix and snow this week. In February, you can expect 3 to 8 days of rain in California. The remaining days of February are characterized by a mixed climate, with alternating sunny periods with cloudy or mostly cloudy days with occasional sunshine. The
Duration of full daylight in February averages about 11 hours per day, plus another 25 to 30 minutes of low light at the beginning and end of the day. The average temperature in February hides a large degree of variability both from one day to the next and within one day. The average relative humidity in Atlanta in February is 63%, one of the least humid months of the year. The Modesto Area Meteorological Report MID has recorded precipitation since 1888 and high and low temperatures since 1939. Stations in